Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines. And President Obama is pushing Congress hard to approve comprehensive energy legislation in what he calls a jobs bill, specifically a green jobs bill. The House is expected to vote on legislation late this week aimed at curbing greenhouse gas emissions in a piece of legislation commonly known as cap and trade. Critics say it is a massive tax increase on American consumers. They also say that it's a job killer bill, and any green jobs created by it will be easily offset by the millions of manufacturing jobs lost as a result of it. Still, President Obama says that this measure, if approved, will help to end America's dependence on foreign sources of energy.
There's no disagreement over whether our dependence on foreign oil is endangering our security. We know it is. There's no longer a debate about whether carbon pollution is placing our planet in jeopardy. It's happening.
In brief remarks outside in the Rose Garden at the White House, the president argued the bill will lead to a clean energy economy, including the creation of new alternative energy jobs. He says Congress has a responsibility to pass this bill.
Because this legislation is so balanced and sensible, it's already attracted a remarkable coalition of consumer and environmental groups, labor and business leaders, Democrats and Republicans.
But as you just heard from Robert Spencer of the Heritage Foundation, many industrial leaders are on board because they're getting a sizable chunk of money from the government to be on board. The president says, though, in the end, this legislation is paid for, so Americans don't have to worry about even bigger deficits.
Instead of increasing the deficit, it's paid for by the polluters who currently emit dangerous carbon emissions.
Still, it's unclear as to whether or not Democrats have the votes to pass this bill. We'll find out either on Friday or Saturday. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says he's betting on the president. Arizona Senator John McCain, who of course lost to Obama in last year's presidential election, taking the president to task about how the administration has rhetorically approached the ongoing crisis in Iran. Senator McCain says that it took Obama too long to get to the point where he said he was appalled and outraged. He says the United States needs to stand up for the principle of freedom.
The liberal left will again continue to argue that we should be nice to the Iranian regime and we shouldn't encourage dissidents. That is in direct contradiction to the fundamental principles of the United States of America.
Meanwhile, three U.S. senators, including John McCain, are proposing legislation they say would give Iranians greater access to news and information. The trio, who have criticized President Obama for his diplomatic stances on Iran, want to give more money to Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty to beam additional Persian language programming into Iran. McCain says the measure would also spend American taxpayer dollars to give computer equipment to the Iranian people. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke denying accusations that he bullied Bank of America into buying struggling Merrill Lynch last year during the height of the financial crisis on Wall Street. A U.S. House panel is investigating claims by Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis that Bernanke and now former Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson pressured Bank of America to purchase Merrill even though they had severe doubts about Merrill's financial health. Bernanke was pressed on the issue by New York Democratic Congressman Adolphus Towns.
Did you personally tell Mr. Lewis that you would fire him or remove the Bank of America board if Mr. Lewis backed out of the Merrill Lynch deal?
I did not.
Bernanke said he took part in discussions but was not involved in decisions about the buyout. He insisted that the Fed did not interfere. Some critical lawmakers have labeled the takeover a taxpayer-subsidized shotgun wedding. Others called an old-fashioned shakedown. Meanwhile, at the White House, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says that the president still remains confident in the abilities and leadership of Ben Bernanke at the Federal Reserve. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 173 points on Thursday to close at 84.72. The Nasdaq up 37 to 18.30. The S&P 500 higher by 19 points to 9.20. Crude oil at $70.23 a barrel, up $1.56 on Thursday. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford's mistress is a 43-year-old divorced mother who works for an agricultural company. Argentina's La Nación newspaper identified Sanford's lover as Maria Belen Shapur, a mother of two who lives in the fashionable district of Palermo. Sanford, of course, acknowledged that affair on Wednesday after being missing for several days. Sad news from Hollywood on Thursday. After a long and very public battle with cancer, actress Farrah Fawcett has passed away at the age of 62. She was surrounded by her family today when she passed away at her home in California. Fawcett, of course, most famous for her brief role on Charlie's Angels in the 1970s. She was also famous for portraying a battered woman in the television movie The Burning Bed in the 1980s. She was also the recipient of several Emmy and Golden Globe nominations. We're also receiving word late this afternoon that legendary entertainer Michael Jackson has been rushed to the UCLA Medical Center after suffering cardiac arrest. Some websites are actually reporting that the entertainer has died. No one in an official capacity has actually confirmed that information. Still to come in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis about just how serious the North Koreans are about firing a missile towards Hawaii and even wiping us off the map. Dateline Scott Juhanek will take a look at the ongoing effort to give parents more choices on where to send their kids to public school. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson on the situation in Iran and his home state. Stay tuned.